And joining me in the Care of Yes studios this afternoon is Rusty Roden, who, along with John Frank Reeve, is a co-director with Chorale Acadienne, here to talk about their spring concert, which will take place this Friday, May 6th, at St. Pius X Church. So it's a pretty interesting concert. You all are calling it a concert of hope, and I think that probably indicates the style of music you all are having, but why did you all choose that theme?
Well, our overall theme for the year has kind of followed. At the beginning of the year, our concert was about peace, and we actually had a visiting group from Canada. And then, of course, Christmas was joy. And so for the spring, we called it hope. And partly because the piece that we're doing is Dan Forrest, who is an American composer, a living American composer, really up-and-coming guy. His Requiem for the Living is what we are performing. I don't think we're the first people in Louisiana to do it, but I think we're about the second group to do it here, and it's an absolutely beautiful piece. So that had something to do with why we named it the mm-hmm. Concert of Hope.
Describe what kind of music he composes. What can people expect? Does it feel classical? Does it?
That's an interesting question. It is not following an exact mass format, even mm-hmm. though it is in Latin, mm-hmm. and it is using some of the liturgical words that you're used to hearing. But he intended for this not to just be like a funeral mass, but to be a mass, a prayer for everyone, not only those that have gone on, but those that are living. Mm-hmm. He did mention that in one of the movements, he was inspired by pictures sent down from the Hubble telescope and received his inspiration from that in mm-hmm. some of his music.
I find it fascinating how much contemporary sacred music is being composed, mm-hmm. performed. I know that the choirs here at UL have done a couple concerts with contemporary sacred music mm-hmm. and actually putting it in context with some much more ancient sacred music and showing the connections. And do you find that that's a trend among some composers in the country?
I think so. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of good stuff out there. Dan Forrest would be one in the United States. In England, Bob Chilcott is doing a lot of this, and other composers, John Rutter is still mm-hmm. living, and he is doing a lot of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's a trend.
Right. And then, of course, there was that period when a lot of the Eastern Europeans were doing that very lovely, almost medieval, minimalist, sacred music as well a few years ago that people were very attracted mm-hmm. to. So very interesting. And in addition to Dan Forrest, Requiem for the Living, what are some of the other pieces you all will perform this Friday?
Well, it's a special concert because we have invited Lafayette High School, their small vocal ensemble, to come and be a part of this concert as well. So they're going to sing four of their spring repertoire songs, and they're going to sing one song with us. But the other music that we're doing, interestingly enough, everything that we're doing is by a currently living composer, which some people would say, well, what's so great about that? But a lot of times groups like Chorale and even here at the university, we're always doing stuff by Mozart and by Beethoven and by Bach. But everybody that either arranged or wrote this music is a current composer, which is nice.
I would say that's quite thrilling and mm-hmm. inspiring to know mm-hmm. that music, and particularly sacred music like this, is not a thing of the past, but people are composing it now and with great skill and enthusiasm.
And it's not fully sacred. I mean, mm-hmm, we do have mm-hmm. some secular songs that we're doing, mm-hmm. but they still follow this theme of hope. One is very appropriate right now, called I Dream a World. And it is, if you listen to the words of the song, it's really talking about the kinds of attitudes that we wish were going on in mm-hmm. our society nowadays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So something for everyone who is desirous of a bit of hope these days.
If you don't leave inspired by this concert, then I'm not sure.
Not sure what will touch you. So describe for us Corral Acadien. We sort of feel like we know, you know, you all have been around here for quite a while now.
Corral is actually the oldest existing arts organization in Acadiana. Mm-hmm. We've been around, I think this is either season 36 or 37, a long time, and thriving, too. We are doing well. It is a group of people ranging in age from 17 this year all the way up to the 80s. So we have some people that have degrees in music that consider themselves professional. We have some people that are lawyers, doctors, teachers, people that are retired, homemakers, just people from all walks of life that love music and want to do it really well.
Mm-hmm. And join their voice with many others to create that, those emotions, whether they're of hope or joy or all of the other ones you've tried to impart this year.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing quite like singing in a choir. Once you experience it, it's just really something that gets in your blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you all have a website or Facebook page that people can sign up for? Or?
We are on Facebook, mm-hmm. Corral Acadien. We do have a website, acralacadien.com. There's information there about how you can get tickets if you want to mm-hmm. come to our concert. Mm-hmm. And it tells a little bit about our history, which is interesting because we've been around this long.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, with a lot of dedication and you all really reflect some of the interests of the community. I mean, you really try to mirror what people are interested in hearing in choral music.
And well, we do.
Very responsive to the community.
We often say that there's singer music and there's listener music. Some music the singers really, really love, but it's not always what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then there's music that people really enjoy hearing, but sometimes it's not challenging mm-hmm. as a choral singer. This concert is both. I think that it is music that is challenging. It's beautiful to sing, but it's going to be also beautiful to just sit and experience.
Mm. And you mentioned that you have invited the Lafayette High students to participate. Mm-hmm. Which pieces will they join you in
singing? We're going to sing a song called A Farewell, which they actually chose. And it still follows quite nicely along with our theme. It is based on a poem. And I think it's going to be a really lovely piece for us to be able to sing with them. My daughter is actually in that group, and mm-hmm. she's graduating this year, so it's a little it's special for me that they're going to be singing.
Well, and special for them that they're joining this community choir, again, such a practiced choir with such a history in our community that they get to participate in your work. So,
well, part of our hope is the fact that there are generations coming along that are still interested mm-hmm. in this art of choral singing, and mm-hmm. I think that goes right along with what we're trying to accomplish.
Mm. Well, if you'd like more information about the concert or Corral Acadien, their Facebook page would be a good place to go to start. The concert is this Friday. Mm-hmm. It will be at Pius X Church. How's the sound in the church?
Very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice place. We're excited that they're building a new building because mm-hmm. I think it's going to be even nicer. But they're very accommodating and have been wonderful to work with.
And good acoustics for you all.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. always important for both, again, the listeners and the singers mm-hmm. as well, that kind of acoustics. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Rusty Roden, who is a co-director along with John Frank Reeve of Corral Acadien. Their spring concert will be this Friday, 7:30. It's called A Concert of Hope, and it will be a variety of music, some sacred and some just very inspiring music, along with the voices of Lafayette High as well, joining them in a piece. Anything else we should know about the concert?
Well, we do have some guest soloists, mm-hmm. Among which are Paul Baker, Dr. Paul Baker. And actually, he has composed a song for this concert. My wife and I commissioned him to write a piece in memory of my mom, who passed away 3 years ago with pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it is based on the 1 Corinthians 13, which was one of her favorite passages. So Paul is a good friend, and so I decided it would be really cool for him to compose the song for us. We have a sixth grade student from ESA, where I'm working, and he will be the soloist because the Dan Forest Requiem calls for a boy soprano. So that's going to be an amazing thing because we don't get to hear that too often here. He's doing an excellent job. And then actually my sister is coming from Mississippi, and she'll be doing the soprano solo, Monica Spencer. So it's just going to be a really cool night.
So a lot of family and community connections in this concert.
Yes.
One that we can all draw hope from as well. Thank you, Rusty, for all of your work with Chorale Acadienne, the dedication of you and John Frank Reeve and so many others over the past 37 years that you all have been an organization. And thanks for just making new chorale music and classics available to all of us.
May I say one more thing?
Yes, absolutely.
In August, we'll be looking for singers. We need anyone that is wanting to sing, enjoys to sing, we need you, especially men. It seems like it's hard to get men involved, and the ones that we have are great guys, but we need more. So I may be coming back to visit with you in August looking for auditions.
Right. Need some of those deeper resonant voices.
Yes.
So we look forward to talking with you about that. And if you have ever said in your heart, I sure might like to sing a little more, keep that in mind, and you might have an opportunity to audition for Chorale Acadienne. But you can have a chance to hear them this Friday, 7:30 at St. Pius X Church on Kali Sulum in East Bayou Parkway. It's called A Concert of Hope. It is their spring concert,
yes.
And all are invited to find out more about tickets. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.